6:30 in the evening. I'm headed home on a Thursday. My kind of 3-day weekend begins. But now that I've got a cell phone, I feel much better about just going and doing whatever. Here's Dave Margo at the fitness center. Good to see him always. Magnificent brother. So, I'm going the back way, kind of. I was at the fitness center. There's a road that goes in the fitness center right by Tooken Carey High School. Here we are, Tooken Carey High School. And the Rattler Stadium, such as it is. And so I'm on 7th Street. Go down a couple of blocks and I'm close to home. Old Tooken Carey. I tell ya, what a place. I think I'm making progress on several fronts, and that's great. But boy, am I glad to be able to get a little bit away from it. Keep things running. Got some HEB stuff. Boy, you go by all these abandoned, weedy houses. It's not a bad location at all here, along Seventh Street. Of course, there's a lot of coming and going with the kids, but I don't see the graffiti and the damage that you would expect. So. So I'm going to get off 7th. Tooken Carey is chock full of potential rental properties. If you could, if you can stand the fun of being a landlord around here. I'm probably really jaundiced for some of the people that we help at church. Pardon me. And how they just flat don't pay the bills. And I guess I formulated my mind that Tooth and Carry really kind of is the end of the line. And if you're here and you're failing to stay ahead of things here, it's like I don't know where else to send you. I don't know where else you could go. Beyond just, you know, homeless, which is kind of sad, but you know, it's hard to know what else to say to people. You hope you can get down, you get you get down far enough that you can say, you know, I can make my bills. Howdy. But you know, sheesh. I guess there might be cheaper places to live. Tunkey has crime problems, of course, you know. I don't think it's a lot more or less than any other place. You know, there's junk houses next to nice houses. Just because of the way they are. But anyway, kind of makes you think sometimes. It's hard to tell if some places are really lived in or not. There's a decent trailer parked right behind a house that's got its windows boarded up, and you're going, well, shoot. Is that somebody's you know, somebody living here? And it's hard to say. I don't know. But these windows are open. I'm gonna go ahead and head down here. Not doing much about the yard. See, when people say, well, there's code enforcement, you know, you gotta mow your lawn, stuff like that, and you're going, wow. This is, I walk through town and I see so many abandoned places. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody lives in this little trailer here. They got a boat on a trailer. Yeah. And a pretty big yard, golly. It's really big, actually. Anyway, so it's really hard to tell. Like this house, hard to say if anybody lives in it, but there's, its back porch light is turned on, and it's like, so is this a functioning house? It doesn't have boards over the windows, but it doesn't look like they've ever mowed. And, it's hard to tell. Dude, it's hard to tell. Anyway. But yeah, that's two can carry for you. And there's my old friend, Steve Morris House. I like old Steve. He's a good guy. He's got a good heart to him. And he's always been a good friend to me. Oh, there's a nice dog. Hi, pup. Oh, he's got a dog. Wouldn't be surprised if he lives in the trailer. He's got a nice travel trailer next door. And he's got his truck and he's got another little car. And there's only one guy. I don't know why he needs two cars, but he's got them. That's cool. My friend, Pat Carell. My friend Dennis Carell. That was her husband. Her, I think, second husband at least. And I liked him. He's a good guy too. And anyway, so I'll walk down Fifth Street. Just taking the Fifth Street route until I get to the house. There's some houses that I see that I used to, Lisa and I had considered once upon a time to own. It was this nice two-story job. It was this beautiful house. It really worked on it. It looks really good. I seem to recall that on the side of it, it probably had what was an old well, because I think it was one of the really early houses. Can't see it now. Anyway, so this house here, Lisa and I looked at once upon a time when it was for sale, but we were poor as church mice back then, and so this, it was just silly to look at that. It's amazing I think of it now. I could probably easily afford it now. I could probably easily afford a great many houses here in town, but I'm reasonably happy with the one we've got. I don't know if Lisa is. houses. I think Don Cornett used to rent this house. I seem to recall vaguely. And two can carry just keeps on going somehow. And there's something to be said for that. Just being able to keep on. Anyway. It's a heck of a thing. Well, getting close to home now, so I think I'm going to go ahead and shut this thing down. It's rained a lot, so the water's really quite, the grass is looking pretty good. And everything's working all right. So, I'm sitting here talking for 16 minutes. I made it home the back way. I guess it's enough to give me a little aerobic exercise. All right, talk to you later. Bye.